welcome to Asian American Perspectives. I'm Eric Olander. In this edition of Perspectives, Asian Americans in Politics. Since the founding of this country, the political system has been dominated by Caucasian males. Ethnic minorities and women have been consistently shut out, and even today their representation in all levels of government is minimal. In particular, the Asian population since 1980 has almost doubled in some areas, while not receiving equivalent political attention or representation. Professor Ling Chi Wang, chairman of the Ethnic Studies Department at the University of California, Berkeley, says there is little historical precedent for Asians in the American political system.
Well, there's not much of a history to speak of, unfortunately, because since the mid-19th century when the first Asian group arrived in the United States, Asians have been very much excluded by law, very systematically, and in fact denied, singled out for denial of a naturalization right. As a result, of course, they were totally disenfranchised in the so-called democracy. Not allowed to become citizens, therefore they cannot participate in the democratic process. So it was not really until 1960s, as a result of the Black Civil Rights Movement, that there was growing attention to the problem and the plight of Asian Americans in terms of their lack of political participation, their total disenfranchisement. And so it's only since the late 1960s and early 70s that we began to see more Asian participation. But of course, it was during the 70s and 80s that Asian population experienced a tremendous increase because of the influx of immigrants from East Asian countries. So as a result, in some way, we have moved somewhat about, we made a one step forward and then moved several steps backwards, because the large number of immigrants that had come in, by and large, even though they have the right to become naturalized citizens, they have not been, they have not become citizens in massive number yet. But I think in the 90s, we're going to see large number of them becoming citizens and hopefully become registered voters and turn out to vote on election days, which will mean, of course, the beginning of the political empowerment of Asian Americans. I think, I think in terms of Asian American struggle for equal participation and equal rights in the United States, this clearly is the last frontier for Asian Americans.
Since the 1960s, when Asian Americans were becoming involved in the system, have you seen a trend of more political involvement or less from the 60s to the 90s?
Oh, there is a lot more of the political involvement, but there is a qualitative difference, however, in the type of political participation that Asian Americans are in. I think that there is a really significant gap between the well-to-do Asians and the very poor Asians, who are mostly represented by the refugees and the poor working class Asian immigrants. Now, it's the wealthy Asians that have discovered benefits of political participation. If we were to compare, for instance, blacks and Asian Americans, the patterns of political participation, you'll find that the blacks, by and large, vote in a whole block, but vote as a block, vote in support of their political agendas, whereas Asian Americans so far has been the level of participation in the political process has been, by and large, undertaken by people who are very well off. And in America, there are two ways that you can participate in politics. One is by voting as a bloc, or the other way is by contributing tremendous amount of money for those individuals who had the kind of money to buy access to politicians, buy access to the governor, to the mayor, to the congressmen, to senators, and to the president of the United States. And this is the kind of participation that in the long run actually is very detrimental to the interests of the Asian American, because even though there will be individuals who were able to gain access to high power politicians, by and large they will be in fact leaving large number of Asian Americans still by and large disenfranchised and cut off from the political process.
How vocal is the community today?
The community is becoming vocal, not as vocal as I think that they should be in comparison to other minority groups, especially here in California. And I think one of the problem is that the politicians have also discovered that because of the differences, for instance, in nationalities, and Asians come from all different countries, different in culture, in language, in socioeconomic class background, a lot of politicians have discovered that the Asian American communities are not very united, and therefore they are able to exploit their differences and extract political contributions from these Asian Americans without having to pay back some political benefits to the community. And I think this is the kind of thing that more and more Asian Americans are beginning to realize that they are being ripped off, and that they need to become more united. And that's why I think that in the decade of the 90s, as the number of Asian Americans become more and more Asian Americans become registered voters and become more politically sophisticated and aware of what is happening to them, I hope that there will be greater unity among Asian Americans.
How do you explain this lack of unification within the Asian communities?
Well, as I mentioned, because the Asian Americans have come from different countries in East Asia, they have very different language and cultural backgrounds and different class backgrounds. As a result, there are very few common grounds that they could get together on. And but I think the common ground is going to be, I think, in the 90s, the fact that Asian Americans are still being disenfranchised in masses, and that they need to become united and then to get themselves into the political process.
How well represented is the community today?
Hardly. When you look at San Francisco, one third of its population is now Asian Americans. There is only one Asian American on the so-called board of supervisor or equivalent of city council. Out of 11 members, there was only one. Some 30 years ago, San Francisco, out of 11, 10 were Irish. And rightly so, because San Francisco was dominated by predominantly Italians and Irish. But San Francisco is not what it was before the war or shortly after the war. It is a city driven, in fact, in large part by the skills, the wealth, and the labor of Asian Americans, and yet it is a city that continues to ignore Asian American participation in the political process.
James Ho is San Francisco's Deputy Mayor for Business and Economic Development. I asked Deputy Mayor Ho how difficult is it for Asian Americans to be elected or appointed to public office.
Well, I think it is hard. There's no doubt about it. And this goes back to show, I don't think totally it's because of prejudice, because it's a real simple reason that a lot of the Asians and so on, we are newcomers. A lot of the Asians are newcomers. And as I said, alluded early on, that we believe sometimes and we're not as familiar with the tradition here as that as the old country. We believe, like for instance, in our basic belief system, that one should be a little bit more modest and not thrust ourselves up to the forefront. And if you believe in that, it's very hard to be elected. So given that, and also too, that because of just the mere sheer size of the Asian population is relatively small to that of a Caucasian population. And given our short history there, we're not able to know the bigger population or know how to act as to be elected by the bigger population. Given all that, I think definitely we have a disadvantage. There's no doubt about it. But that's why I highly recommend Asians that are in this country to be a lot more conscious of this and do a lot more to improve this.
The city of Oakland now has one of California's largest Asian communities. However, for years, tourists, politicians, and business leaders have all overlooked this maturing community in place of so-called Chinatowns in Los Angeles, San Francisco, and New York. Oakland Mayor Eliu Harris says that he expects more political interest and involvement from the Asian population as it continues to grow.
The Oakland Chinese community is increasingly political. As you understand, many of them are immigrants and newcomers, not citizens yet. So their political activity has not gotten to the level of voting in some instances and even involvement in political parties. We are finding, however, that there is a great interest in the decision-making process, in the electoral process, and you find that many people are supporting candidates and volunteering to walk precincts and be involved, certainly in educating and involving other people in the Chinese community in the political process. There is an interest in Chinese people being appointed to boards and commissions, and they ultimately will have an opportunity to be elected to office. We have had Chinese Americans on the Oakland City Council, former City Council member Herb Ng being one of them. There are currently no Chinese Americans on the City Council. However, there are two Chinese Americans on the school board. So there is representation in the elected leadership in Oakland from the Chinese community, and I would expect that to grow along with the population and the maturing of the population and the increased level of citizenship among the Asian population.
Describe the extent of your involvement with the local Asian community.
Well, the local Asian community is becoming increasingly active in the city of Oakland. The population has doubled over the last decade. Many Indo-Chinese immigrants, people from Vietnam and Cambodia, people who are leaving Hong Kong as a result of the changing political situation in mainland China. And these people are becoming a very important part of the political, the economic, and the social life within the city of Oakland. We used to have a traditional Chinatown that was fairly small and a commercial center that is now expanding rapidly to include residential areas as well. So the dynamics of the Asian population in Oakland are certainly vital and growing again and at a very rapid rate.
California Secretary of State Dr. March Fong Yu is the highest Chinese-American elected official in the U.S. Dr. Yu is an excellent example of not only Asian-American political success, but of a woman surviving and succeeding in a male-dominated political system. I asked Secretary Yu what sort of responsibility does she feel she has.
I suppose at a time when politics is under such criticism and politicians are under criticism, I feel a very heavy responsibility to be a good role model. And again, I say I feel a responsibility for being a role model, not just as an Asian, but as a woman, because when I entered electoral politics two, three decades ago, there are very few women involved. So I do feel a responsibility of being both a role model for Asians and also for women.
Even today, minorities do not have adequate representation in the political system. How does it feel to be part of a system, a white male dominated system, and being Asian American and a woman at the same time?
Well, I think right now we're going through a very changing period. The white American is probably going to be less and less a dominant force in electoral politics just because of numbers alone, although for a good period of time yet, it will continue to prevail because they are still holding reins to the power in politics. but hopefully eventually other ethnic groups will become more and more active in politics and will be in the will be in the position so that they can take over some of the political power that has been so long dominated by white Americans.
This has been Asian American Perspectives. I'm Eric Olander in San Francisco. Asian American Perspectives is a production of Echo Communications, all rights reserved.